Upon examination of the roof condition, several deficiencies were discovered. Here they are. No provision for emergency roof overflow. That's something that we talked about when we were up there. This is a building code violation, pre-current state adopted code. When the primary drain clog, water currently ponds until it reaches a depth of 8 inches or greater before spilling over the roof cornice. So we got a lot of water up there. 8 inches produces weight. That weight pushes down on that rubber and it gets through. If it ever happened again, that would get all you have on the roof would be 1 inch, 2 inch. And existing rain leader drain piping currently routes from the roof drain to the interior ceiling cavity, then piped out through the exterior wall to a metal sculpture and downspout. This is generally not a recommended approach. Also, the downspouts appear to be undersized.